fell into it. When I looked up some of the information on the website, and you've talked about it, you've talked about Where There Be Dragons helping students get a gap year somewhere. Can you talk about why you feel the gap year is important? In, I can say, the past like six people I've interviewed here, everyone has talked about have the importance of a gap year. I'm on a gap year right now, and I feel great.
Yeah,
so
that's great to hear.
I want to hear from you. I think it's amazing that Where There Be Dragons offers this as a specific opportunity.
Yeah, for a lot of students, they have been on this path that for the majority of their life, the rules of the game have kind of been set for them in terms of completing high school. I think for the majority of students, the expectation is you stay through graduation of high school. And then for some students, that's where there's a bit more ambiguity, what might happen next. But if you're on this kind of college path to go to a four-year school or a two-year school, it feels really important to actually take time to evaluate what you want to get out of that experience and what are the kind of things that you're passionate about learning. Because when you have been in this educational path and kind of been shuttled along this conveyor belt, we can often kind of go on to the next step without much mindfulness about what our own drive and motivations are for learning. And I know for me and for a lot of the students I've worked with, that it does a huge benefit to take that time away to have reflection, to connect, whether that's traveling internationally, whether that's working a job, being in your community at home. It doesn't necessarily need to be some big international program like what we really focus on in our work. It's just important, I think, to have that space to yourself before just moving on to the next thing, because it is a big rite of passage in life. And so I think it's important to mark that with some space and some reflection. And it's amazing what can kind of come out of that before moving on to the next thing. And I think our society could do a lot better job of marking these rites of passage. And it's a big one going on kind of into adulthood, so to speak, whatever the next thing is.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going from usually living with family at home to being on our own. And so, it's good to have that reflection before. What sorts of advice would you give to students who might be listening to this and hearing, oh, there's an opportunity to get a job traveling the world? What sorts of characteristics or strengths should they be building and focusing on to help them achieve this maybe new goal?
I think having personal experience of developing the cross-cultural competencies and skill sets, because there are some hard skill sets that are really important to have to do this kind of work. Language skills are really important. Most of our instructors are multilingual and have spent time in those areas or in school learning those languages. And that can happen in a lot of different settings. But we have a lot of our staff, our former Peace Corps volunteers. They've done that. They have worked in international NGOs. They've worked in international education. So I think creating opportunities and trying to find ways to develop knowledge of another place is really important to be able to guide someone to that place. So I think it's extremely rare that we hire someone who has never been to a country and doesn't have that background. We really want people that are kind of practical experts in that area and really know kind of on the ground what's going on there. And then we also hire people that have expertise in facilitation and working with students. So I think on the one hand, you kind of have these regional expertise of a place, so that's language and culture and all those things. And then on the other hand, we also will hire people that have worked in with leadership training, have worked with facilitation with student groups, have worked with different team building, have worked as educators in all these different contexts. And so those are kind of some of the primary skill sets that I think are important to cultivate to do this kind of work.
All right, Aaron, we're pretty much toward the end here. Do you have any outgoing advice, anything you want to give to our listeners and any other young students who might be on right now?
I would just say that there's a lot out there in the world, and I had no idea that any of these kind of programs existed when I was in high school. I went to a public school in the East Bay, and then for me, success was going to a four-year college, and I went to UCLA, and I was really proud of that achievement to go to this school, and that was kind of all that was in my world, and I really think I could have benefited by having a kind of experience like this when I was younger. And I encourage young people to see what else is out there, because there's a lot of paths that are beyond the kind of well-trodden, straight and narrow paths that are incredibly enriching. And if you would have asked me 10 years ago if I would be working for a company called Where There Be Dragons and doing this type of work, I mean, it would have been like completely out of my like realm of understanding. Yeah. And yet it's been so fulfilling and so kind of evolved in this way that was totally unpredictable and beautiful. And I think being for young people to be really open to that and to be open that there's a lot of things out there. And if you put yourself in places to be exposed to unfamiliar, maybe uncomfortable things, that there's really beautiful things that can manifest. So.
Awesome. Thank you, Aaron. I really appreciate you being here today.
Thanks for having me.